From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Pakistan today opened its border crossing to NATO supply convoys into Afghanistan. It had been closed since a U.S. helicopter strike killed two Pakistani soldiers on the border 11 days ago. Also in Pakistan today, at least seven people were killed in the northwest when an unmanned U.S. drone dropped missiles on suspected militants. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
News agencies quoting Pakistani intelligence officials say missiles fired from a drone hit a pair of cars in an Afghan refugee camp in the tribal area of North Waziristan. It is impossible to verify the number and identities of those killed in such attacks, which are increasing and stoking greater anti-Americanism here. A NATO helicopter incursion into Pakistan last month that killed two Pakistani border guards ratcheted up tension in the already uneasy U.S.-Pakistan alliance. In protest, Pakistan closed a border crossing to trucks supplying NATO troops next door. The U.S. apologized for the cross-border raid, and Pakistan reopened the route through the Khyber Pass that had been closed the past 10 days. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The Israeli cabinet today approved a bill that would require new citizens to pleasure a loyalty oath. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports Arab lawmakers say the provision is racist.
If the bill gets voted into law, new non-Jewish citizens will be obliged to pledge to uphold the laws of a Jewish and democratic state, and that has outraged the Arab minority in Israel that makes up about 20% of the population. Any new law would not force them to profess their loyalty, but it would require a foreign-born spouse to if they wanted to become a citizen. The bill is backed by Israel Bitenu, a hardline nationalist party here. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's in coalition with Israel Bitenu, said that the law will be a vital piece of legislation. Those who oppose it say it's racist and meant to appease the hard right. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Pope Benedict today opened a meeting at the Vatican for bishops from the Middle East. They're discussing life for Christians, where Christianity began. Thousands have fled the region because of war, other violence, and harsh economic conditions. Workers in Chile are reinforcing an escape shaft to be used to rescue 33 miners who've been trapped underground for more than 2 months. They're inserting metal tubes to strengthen the shaft and hope to begin bringing the men out on Wednesday. An American has become some of a hero during the rescue effort. Jeff Hart of Denver, Colorado, operated the drill that yesterday broke through to where the miners are trapped.
We've been here busting our butts. We've worked up every day. We've fought the odds. The whole fought us till the very end. We made it into the gallery. That's incredible. The whole place just exploded. It was great.
Hart had been drilling water wells for a military bases in Afghanistan when he was called to Chile. You're listening to NPR News. President Obama visits Philadelphia today. He'll speak to an outdoor rally to energize young people in advance of next month's midterm elections. The largest Tea Party convention held so far in the U.S. took place in Richmond, Virginia this weekend, attracting nearly 3,000 participants. Virginia Public Radio's Anne-Marie Morgan reports they called for limits on federal power, cuts in spending, and defeating many congressional incumbents.
The activist rallied against trillions in federal debt, growing federal power, and a Congress that's exceeded its constitutional limits. Liz Butler is a preschool teacher.
Extremely concerned. I feel like my two sons, who are 10 and 6, are going to bear the brunt of all this spending. They're going to grow up and they're going to be taxed to death.
Texas Congressman Ron Paul called for an intellectual revolution to teach that freedom shrinks when government grows and government is too big.
You know, we're in this economic crisis because we spent too much money we didn't have, we borrowed too much money, we regulated too much, and we printed too much.
A presidential straw poll was won by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. For NPR News, I'm Anne-Marie Morgan in Richmond, Virginia.
Delaware Senate hopeful Christine O'Donnell has been running a commercial which begins, "I am not a witch." Saturday Night Live ran its own version last night. Kristen Wiig portrayed O'Donnell starting out the same way, but going on to say,
"Isn't that what the people of Delaware deserve? A candidate who promises, first and foremost, that she's not a witch? That's the kind of candidate Delaware hasn't had since 1692.
O'Donnell responded with a Twitter posting, "The skit was really funny," and added, "I have to admit, her hair looked better than mine." I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.